The news that Sotoro had declared martial law and suspended the Holy Writ arrived like an incoming missile in Austin, Texas. Legislators crowded the governor's office and all wanted to talk to the governor, Jack Hayes. And they all wanted to talk at once. State Senator Benny Ben Steiner copped a seat in a corner and listened. The consensus was that Barry Sotoro had declared himself dictator.
"Anybody have any idea of when America will get its constitution back?" Charlie Swim asked.
He was the most prominent black politician in the state, a former Dallas Cowboys star. He was, arguably, also one of the smartest and most articulate politicians in Texas.
"That won't do any good, Charlie," Jack Hayes said conversationally.
He was standing behind his chair and now addressed the crowd.
"I have no doubt we'll hear from Washington soon, and in great detail. And when we do, I'll pass it on. You'll know what I know just about as fast as I get it."
"What are you going to do about this mess?" someone demanded.
"What am I going to do if it rains?" Hayes said. "What am I going to do if it doesn't? You people go back to your chambers and make speeches, hold press conferences, tell the people of Texas what you think. That's all we can do right now. Tomorrow is another day. Now get."
And they did. All except Ben Steiner. A lawyer from Abilene, he had tried civil and criminal cases all over Texas for 40 years. Politics was his hobby. Now he closed the door behind the last of his colleagues and seated himself in one of the chairs across the desk from Hayes.
"You are avoiding the issue, Jack, and you know it."
"I know a lot of things I don't talk about in public," Jack Hayes replied curtly.
"Barry Sotoro is ripping up the Constitution and declaring himself dictator. All he needs is a crown. That's indisputable. This crap about terrorism, the FBI can find terrorists, and they don't have to go any farther than the nearest mosque. What's really happening here is Barry Sotoro taking out his political enemies. What are we Texans going to do about this? Are we going to knuckle under?"
Hayes moved around in his chair, trying to get comfortable.
"You're working up to something, Ben.
What?"
"We need to secede from the Union. Declare the Republic of Texas again."
Hayes made a face.
"This isn't 1836. There are 49 other states and the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. The last time..."